Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Did you hear about the genetically modified rice developed in Canada? It protects a rice plant against an insect that does serious damage to rice throughout Asia, where rice is far and away their staple of life. Biotechnology may look risky to some, but to the hungry of Asia, they can't wait. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. This is just not the time to debate farm programs. This is a time to mourn, a time for anger, a time to unite. It's hard to understand how anyone, no matter how unhappy, how fanatical, how bitter at the United States, could cut the throat of an innocent woman on an airplane, as President Bush pointed out, or could murder so many innocent people. What kind of evil force do we face? But face it, we must. U.S. flags are flying everywhere. You can't buy one because they're sold out. The bickering, divided Congress has buried the hatchet, everyone pulling together, at least for now. For the moment, it's unpatriotic to criticize the president. I would not expect the Congress to act on much legislation this year other than necessary appropriation bills to fund the government and legislation specifically written to deal with the terrorist problem. Have you ever seen so many people turning to the clergy, without apology, turning to God for comfort? As sad as everything is, this country is more united than I can ever remember, and that's a good thing. I'd like to close this week's program by reciting a few words from the West Point Cadet Prayer. O God, our Father, Thou searcher of human hearts, help us to draw near to Thee in sincerity and truth. Encourage us in our endeavor to live above the common level of life. Make us to choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong, and never to be content with a half-truth when the whole can be won. Endow us with courage that is born of loyalty to all that is noble and worthy, that scorns to compromise with vice and injustice, and knows no fear when truth and rights are in jeopardy. Amen, and God bless America. I am John Block from Washington.